latinos anden despertando. Abre los ojos para ver lo que
está pasando. Put up your manos, then we're attempting unite Chicanos, Latinos en los Estados Unidos. And if you're Ricans or even Cubanos, look at the coaches. We have more common, don't let them divide. These suckers are vultures. Either we standing together or better be standing aside. Now is the time, don't know about you, but I'm gonna ride. We gotta climb, fight for your veins, man, where was your pride? Where were the gunners that you got inside? Look how our ancestors came to this country. They tried to be living the American dream. Don't throw it away, they promise you money and got you raging for the machine. Pick a new team, you blister to listen, but that is a system that you wanna bring. You need to think, we gotta fight communism, cause it looks like we on the brink. Connect all the links, the one party system is taking the power from all of the people. We need to see, whom are you listening? These people are evil and won't treat a sequel. So what is your plan? Hand in hand, we're standing together, cause it's the one never to do what you can. Please understand, we gotta do better, so walk us, remember that we took a stand. Escúchame, 24 es el año, si se puede. Lucha, lucha por la libertad. Órale, vamos.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Latino Free Minds, episode 41. What is it, November 1st? You know, again, years flying by. Happy birthday, Vino.
Yeah, happy birthday, Vino.
How you been, man? How was the trip and all that? You were out for a while.
Yeah, it wasn't like a fun trip.
Yeah.
It was a business trip for Gloria. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a foreign land, and you know, can't let her go by herself. Gotta be there.
Yeah.
Brazil was nice. Mm-hmm. The people were very nice. I know that in certain areas, you know, it depends on where you go. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not gonna have such nice people. There's good and bad everywhere. But generally speaking, everybody was like, you know, really friendly, really nice. I was, you know, surprised. But yeah, as you're driving through Sao Paulo, mm-hmm. You could see the vast difference between rich and poor. Mm. Just imagine driving through a big city. The streets are very similar to American streets as far as, you know, stoplights, stop signs, and the roads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel too foreign, but you look at the, you know, buildings, the structure. And, you know, they're different. Obviously, our architecture is different and stuff like that. Mm. But the thing that stood out a lot is just the graffiti. There's just, like, buildings dilapidated and not maintained, paints worn, stuff like that. There's a lot of graffiti, a lot of tagging and stuff like that. Mm. So, you know, you could, like I said, you could see the contrast, you know.
Yeah.
And in the area, it was the business district where, you know, we were staying. And you could tell there's like really nice. I mean, there's some bougie like shops, you know, mm-hmm. you know, real nice furniture, lighting and stuff like that. There's Porsche dealers. You know, I saw a Porsche GT3 sitting outside of a little shop. You know, we went to a mall. There was a Lamborghini inside, Gucci, Versace. You know, all the fancy stuff, but you walk outside and, you know, sidewalks aren't, you know, nice, maintained, mm-hmm. anything like that. It's pretty bad. So it kind of it points out, you know, what, you know, a third world country, second world country looks like, mm-hmm. and kind of like with the United States, it's kind of becoming, you know, it's like, if you look out there, it doesn't seem like you would see a middle class, you know, really out there standing out. Mm-hmm. It was eye opening, you know, based on, you know, the topics that we talk about and government and corrupt politicians and stuff like that. So it was pretty interesting, you know.
Yeah. Because they had their president, right? The one that kind of got, well, he lost it election. They kind of had the same issues, right? As seems like over here, as far as like election integrity and all that.
Oh yeah, for sure. They had a lot of they had like crazy protests. Of course, they weren't broadcasting it in mm-hmm. our news cycles out here, mainstream media. But they had protests like not days on days, but it was like weeks on weeks. that they were having protests. So yeah, they there was some funny business with the elections that happened.
And I think the response has been like crazy, like similar to like what they're trying to do with Trump out here. I think over there, if I'm not mistaken, they were successful in keeping him off the next ballot, so he can't run until the election after the next one, something like that. And you know, obviously that's what they're trying to do with Trump. I think he's got one of his cases is in Colorado, where they're trying to remove him from the ballot in the upcoming election.
Well, that's just the one that we heard about recently, but they've had other ones where they haven't been successful, where they're trying to kick them off the ballots.
Yeah. But I think it's like very similar what they're doing over there and what they're trying to do over here. But yeah, no, man, you know, had the episode with Rocco. We talked about the border. That one was pretty good. And then, you know, Peter on from Matt Kim's podcast.
Yeah, Peter was great. I like that one a lot. Rocco too, but yeah, Peter. I wish I would have been there for that one. That one was pretty good. I like the fact that it kind of just went in any direction.
Yeah,
and it was interesting in every direction that it went into. And you know what's interesting too is that he was real curious about what the Latino perspective was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that was, and I think that's why, like, it's like, yeah, I want him on again so that you could be on there. Cause I feel like, you know, you probably would have had in a sense, similar answers, but a different kind of way of putting it. So yeah,
I think I kind of saw, he touched on 9/11, and remember how I was telling you that started, you know, opening eyes at that time too. So it was pretty interesting to see that, you know, as opposed to other people that just got woken up, you know, a couple of years ago or a few years ago, just with the pandemic happening with COVID, as he put it, the shutdowns, you know, are the ones that caused the problem, you know?
Yeah.
It is nice seeing someone that way back then, you know, started waking up, started seeing little signs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's funny you say that, because like, you know, I usually try to have things like, in a way, like somewhat prepared, right? Like topics, so to speak, or just, you know, to have stuff ready. And that one, like, I didn't, not that I wasn't prepared, but like, I didn't have like a specific, you know, topic I wanted to cover. I was just like, well, you know, we'll have the conversation and kind of just see where it goes. I thought it went well. It did go to, you know, we were talking about cars in the beginning to, you know, Latinos. And we started talking about faith. So it kind of, it's funny because it's like we almost hit on like almost everything that we've been talking about recently in that one episode. So that was kind of like after the fact, it was kind of cool when I heard it again.
No, it was really good. Really good.
But yeah, no, well, he said he's down to come on again. So we'll see when we can schedule that, and then, you know, make sure we're all on that. But, you know, and the other thing that had me kind of, I was kind of thinking, it's like, man, like I've had two people pray for the podcast already, you know, and they're both named Peter. So I was thinking about the other day, and I was like, that's funny. You know, Peter called me over the phone one time, and he did that. And then, you know, Christian having Peter do the prayer at the end of the last episode, you know, that was kind of cool. So, you know, that's pretty cool, cool thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's funny how things line up, because you know, I was listening to Jeff Cavins, and, you know, he's like a Bible scholar or apologist, you know, and he was talking about he attended a convention where an anthropologist, you know, was speaking, and it's Thomas Levy. And he was, you know, kind of talking about faith and, you know, the decline of empires, like the Roman Empire, Ottoman Empire, Egyptian Empire, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he dove deep into it and was kind of looking at the reasons as to why those empires failed, right, mm-hmm. or collapsed. And he came up with five reasons, which I thought, when I heard it, I was like, wow, that's a crazy interesting facts, mm-hmm. you know, because we're actually living them right now. So watch, I'm gonna read
it. So you said the five reasons the empires collapsed.
Well, so the five reasons or five things that happen when an empire is collapsing or going
okay.
to collapse.
Okay. All right.
Or start of the collapse. Let me put it that way. So all these right. are five things that happen when the collapse of an empire begins.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So it's a major climate change.
Uh-huh.
And that's like real climate change, not like the climate change that they try to push on us right now.
Okay, right.
So natural climate change, right? Okay. Not caused by humans. Okay. Just climate change. Migration.
Okay.
Pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Warfare and poor leadership.
Damn. That's crazy. So,
yeah. And, you know, going to the climate change one is that, you know, these empires we're talking about before all the technology that we had. So it makes sense that, you know, dramatic, drastic climate change, you know, affected people
yeah.
a lot.
You yeah.
know? And, you know, again, they're, you know, not with the technology that we have nowadays, right?
Right.
It's great climate change. But migration is a huge one if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look at all the protests, you know, that are happening around the world, is that you've got people that migrated into those countries with a completely different, you know, culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're having all these protests and stuff like that. So just imagine, you know, at the time of those empires, you know, that happening
yeah.
in their areas, you can kind of see it happening, right? It's like you see how civil unrest and, you know, how these people are causing all these problems, you know, would, you know, cause a civilization or, you know, the start of it collapsing.
Yeah. Damn. No, it's crazy because, like, you know, you say the five things and it's just, I just think about, like, you know, what's going on today, and it's like, or what has gone on recently, and it's like, damn, we're either going through or gone through, you know, all five of those things. And, you know, it's crazy. But yeah, migration for sure. I mean, you know, right now, especially here, we got a lot of people coming over from all over the place. And, you know, I found this guy on Twitter. I think his name's Anthony Agüero. I think mm-hmm. I said that right. And he's like always at the border. So he's kind of, you know, recording people as they're coming. And, you know, he recently posted a video. It was like 5 minutes long. And it's just like this line of people just walking across. And he's asking everybody, you know, where are you from? Where are you going? Where are you from? Where are you going? And, you know, they're all saying something different, you know, California, Florida, New York, Indiana, Arkansas, they were all going somewhere, you know what I mean? And, you know, they're from all over the place, Senegal, you know, Ecuador, Colombia, India, China, like all kinds of different people. I'll send you the link after. It was 5 straight minutes of it's just one video. He has a lot of videos, but it was like the first one I saw. And it's crazy because it's like, it's a lot of people, and it's, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, seems like we're just taking everybody in still, you know, there's not much Border Patrol can do, once that after they process him, it's kind of in the hands of, you know, another department. And then they're the ones that are kind of sending them to wherever and hoping they come back to a court date. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it kind of leads you to believe that they might be doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Do they want that collapse? Do they want what I got a glimpse of in Brazil of no middle class, just poor and rich?
Mm-hmm. It seems that way. Definitely.
Is it manufactured? Is it done on purpose? You know, it's kind of crazy. Do they want it to fall apart?
It's there's a video. I'm gonna see if I can find it. But you probably you might have seen it. It's a video of the president of El Salvador, and he's talking about how basically he's talking about the cities in America and how like the downfall or everything that's happened in America could only happen from the inside.
Yeah, if it's infiltrated from the inside.
Yeah, and I should have downloaded it before, but it's crazy. It's a you know, because he's spot on.
I've seen it. Okay. Yeah, he's calling it just like how it is.
Yeah,
it's common sense.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about, you know, the big cities. Like I think he even says, like, why would anyone want to go there? Why would anybody want to live there? And it's like you said, common sense. It's 100% accurate, and you know, if he can see it from where he's at, yeah, you know, people can definitely see it.
No, that's a Latino free mind right there.
Yeah.
President of
El Salvador. I know, dude. Imagine having, I would like to have that guy on.
Oh my gosh. That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. Hey, you never know, right? At yeah. this rate, you know, it's crazy. You know, gotten a lot of people on that. I just go, oh, wow, okay, cool. They're on, you know. I wouldn't imagine they came on, but hey, they've been good. So, you know. And then just another side note. I think we released our first episode November 17th. So we're almost two, three weeks, or if we're at a year. So I was just like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, time flies, like we were saying in the beginning.
Yeah, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So you know, migration just stands out like crazy, and you know that's kind of like where my mind went. Is, you know, even back then, you know, in history, if it was on purpose, you know, sometimes if you can't win a battle, you know, like, you know, fighting, mm-hmm. because the United States is huge. And, you know, we have that pesky Second Amendment. So, you know, migration is another way to, you know, probably take us down within. Kind of like, you know, what you said about the president of El Salvador is obviously pointing out.
Yeah.
And our leadership is, you know, they must be doing it on purpose. I mean, that's the conclusion that I've come to. There's no common sense reason why they would allow that to happen. So I don't know, when I heard that earlier today, I thought it was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
The third one is pandemic. So it kind of goes even crazier. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, they had pandemics and what, again, they don't have the technology that we have nowadays, but you know, that was one of the reasons why, you know, those empires collapsed is
just pandemics. Yeah. Sickness and death.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially without the technology and the medicine that we have nowadays. Yeah.
So another one, you start thinking manufactured. Is it on purpose? Are they allowing it to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, with today's technology, you would think that we would be able to manage something like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like COVID-19. You know,
mm-hmm.
so they definitely try to break our economy, you know, not just ours, but the, you know, the world's
world. Is, yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
That was like a, how could you put it? That was like a sample run of like a world government.
Someone called it described it as a dress rehearsal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell said that. Maybe a lot of people said that, but
when you're saying that, it's like, yeah, it was like how all the governments at the same time were basically demanding the same thing from their citizens. So it's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's like the rehearsal or you know what I mean? Like if you wanted to see what a world government, world order, whatever it would look like. Like they tried it right there.
Damn, that's crazy. And then they're trying to pull this off again, you know, they're prepping people already for this. Someone said that a mandate for masks is coming in this month, November.
Is it?
In Santa Clara or something like that.
Oh, I think I saw a post about, I think the one I saw said medical facilities.
That they would wear
a mask, but I don't know if it was the whole city. I think that's what I saw yesterday or today. But
when someone told me that, I think it was on the weekend. Someone brought that up, and I'm like, I haven't seen that. Dude, Long Beach is stepping up. I saw another thing that. You know, they're not going to do any mandates whatsoever.
Okay.
And you know, and as far as COVID goes, like, you know, coming up, they're not going to do any mandates, any shutdowns. And then they stepped up with, the curriculums in school,
nice.
Nothing that's, you know, LGBTQ or anything like that. You know, they're taking all of that stuff out of their schools and everything. So
that's good.
Man, Long Beach is standing up.
Yeah.
Okay, in California too.
The people are
people so in California. They're leading the way.
Yeah. Huh. And Newsom's in China, no? Huh? And Newsom's out there in China.
Yeah. trying to get ideas from China. Well, I mean, that's what they're saying, but God knows why, you know, he's really out there. Maybe he really is out there trying to get ideas on what to do out here. But
yeah,
I can tell you what, Long Beach is saying,
Nah, hell no. Nah. That's good, man. And it's funny because, like, I think when they were going to mandate and all that stuff came up, like, a couple months ago, no, 2-3 months ago, it, like, kind of first came up and... You know, we were talking about like how we didn't believe we were going to see it the same. And mm-hmm. So far it hasn't been the same. And yeah, a lot of these cities, especially here in California, are already saying, nah, they're not going to participate in that again. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see as it gets colder, right? Because, you know, then there, I think as it gets colder this November, December, and, you know, people maybe, yeah, getting sick because it's natural.
As the flu season starts coming around,
there see how they use that to their little agenda that they have. But you know, yeah, I mean, pandemics, it's fun, it's crazy because if it is like all planned, right? If it's from within and all that, it's like you can expect something next year. It's an election year, right? The best thing that they benefited from during COVID was the whole mail-in ballot thing, right? Yeah. And that made the elections so questionable. But you know, that was one of their victories, if you want to call it that, for them.
Yeah, and making money too. I mean, they made billions of dollars with the vaccines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like. There's layers to it, but for sure. I mean, but nevertheless, it's a pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
And it did break a lot of, you know, businesses, especially mom and pop, you know, businesses and stuff like that. So, and families too, you know, you think about, you know, all the people that had people that, you know, died and they couldn't attend, you know, their funerals, do a proper funeral for them, you know, graduations. I mean, you name it, you know, the only people that got special treatment are, you know, politicians or, you know, people in that higher society that, you know, we're still able to do normal things, but, you know, us, the peasants, you know, couldn't do normal things, you know? So
even, you know, like family relationships, right? I'm sure there was a lot of families that kind of broke apart because, you know what I mean?
I meant to bring this up before. So I'm going to ask you if you experienced the same thing in mass. And I, so, at the time in mass when you, that's La Paz.
I think I know where you're going.
Are people shaking hands?
No, they're not. I mean, there's like very few that will like shake your hand. Now it's just like, you know, peace over there. You over there, what's up?
Yeah, even next to you, you know, you turn around and your instinct is want to shake hands. And you're like,
whoa, buddy. You know?
So, yeah, it was kind of shocking because that instinct is still there to want to, you know.
Shake someone's hand, you know, peace be with you. You know, I mean, what it's peace be like, it's you're how could I put it? It's not like you're cursing someone, right? You're telling this person here, may God's peace be with you. Like, amen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's still to this day, there's it's very few people that. Probably since the pandemic started, I've probably shaken maybe 4 or 5 people's hands.
Really?
Yeah, since the pandemic. Other than that, everyone's just kind of, you know.
Sign of the peace, but literally the sign of the peace.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Peace out. Sign. Yeah. Or just kind of like a little little wave.
Mm-hmm. So. Or a nod. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Like I was, we were talking about with Peter, right? It's like, it's like the church during COVID got real, you know, it wasn't as strong as I thought it would be. You know what I mean? They catered to a lot of the mandates and to a lot of the, you know, whatever you want to call it. And until this day, it still has some side effects from that.
Yeah, there's residual for sure, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But it kind of just goes back to that whole point, you know, is a pandemic, you know, is contributes to the fall of an empire. So, you know, whether it's controlled or not, you know, it's up to you. Whatever you see and you come up, you know, with your own conclusions and opinions, but I don't know, a lot of it seems manufactured, especially with, you know, the science that's coming out now with all the different studies. You guys talked about that a little bit on the last episode too, but.
To kind of go back to migration real quick, because I just kind of thought of this and asking you, it's like, okay, we've talked about it before, right? About people on the terror list getting caught. I think the first time we talked about it last year, it was 98. The year before last year, I think it came out to like 169. So like basically, you know, no, it didn't double, but it's a lot more, right? And then I had seen that they're issuing like kind of notices like, hey, watch out for these people. I think I still have the little thing about situational awareness, you know, military age males, military gear and all that. And, you know, I've been hearing it on like, I had it on the regular local news, right? And they were talking about like how the FBI is now saying there may be terrorists in the country. So, you know, we've kind of been, you know, keeping our eye on that before all this popped off that's going on, right? What do you think they're, because the media is like reporting it now. Like, what do you think the play is there? Is it just
they're stuck. Okay, so the media backs up, you know, Biden, you know, his administration, the current administration. Not necessarily Biden. Biden's just a puppet. Everybody knows that. But, you know, this administration. Mm-hmm. I think they're like at a double-edged sword right now, because if they start reporting on it, it's almost admitting that they've been wrong this entire time, or the administration has been wrong this entire time. So, and then if they don't report on it, they're not reporting on the obvious. And I think, you know, if protest, you know, like violent protest starts happening, or even terrorist acts start happening, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, illegal immigrants that, you know, from other countries that came in through the southern border, then they're screwed too. So I think they're starting to report on it like at a lighter note, mm-hmm. not making it seem like it's so urgent.
Yeah.
Just because they kind of have to CYA, they have to cover their ass a little bit on it. Mm-hmm. But I think they're in a pickle. I think they're stuck and they can't really go all out, you know, reporting on it. I don't know if that's kind of what you're asking, but
No, just because, like, you know, it to me, it's weird. Like when they start reporting things, but it seems like it's for a, you know, either like a narrative or something. You know what I mean? Like there's something like kind of like what you're saying.
They're trying to get us ready for a terrorist act type of thing.
Yeah. Because I think if
something happens, I think they're gonna do the same thing as BLM, that they're peaceful protesters. Mm. Unless, you know, there's like real savage acts happening, like, you know, what we're seeing in other countries, mm-hmm. like, you know, ugly, you know, murders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Beheadings and, you know, just shootings like that. Then they can't hide behind peaceful protesters, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys talked about it, is that there's BLM, Antifa, you know, out there, you know, pro-Palestine. And in those same protests, you know, they're being approached by, you know, Palestinians, or, you know, pro-Palestinians that are, you know, taking down their LGBTQ flags and, you know, stuff like that, you know, down.
Yeah.
So it's a freaking mess, man. It's out of control. I think they finally lost control of whatever narrative that they're trying to push.
Yeah. Cause I had seen that, who was it? I think it was like, some Democratic Muslim committee or something. Like something like that, where they sent the Biden. Jewish
one. Is it the Jewish one?
No, it was the Muslim one. And they sent it to Biden, and they told him, basically, if you don't stop supporting Israel or what's going on, that they're not going to use their votes for him. So it's like, it's kind of what you're saying. It's like they lost control of the narrative, because like the people that are usually locked, the Democrats are, the one thing that they do good is they're, in a sense, they're pretty united. They stay on the same page, right? They can all be wrong, but fuck it, they'll be on the same page.
They'll stick to the script. They'll ride or die. Yeah.
Right now, there's a group that's like, not us. So it's like the first time that you really see that they're not all in line with each other. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I have this theory, you know, of overthrowing other countries, right? So there's a script, there's a tactic that's used in other countries. So They always call it an uprising or a protest, and it starts off peaceful. Mm-hmm. And then it starts building. They try to make it seem like it's grassroots. It starts building. But you kind of like the Syria one where they went in and they go, yeah, you know, there's a civil unrest and there's this uprising, right? And it started grassroots. But then citizens are going, wait a minute, these people aren't even from here. They're not even from this country. So it's almost like these protesters that they bus in from other cities into, you know, a specific mm-hmm. place to protest. Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute, these people are getting bussed in and the protesters, they're not even from here. Mm-hmm. So that's what they do. And then they already have someone lined up to take over, right? They've got a specific person that they've selected that's installed. And this tactic works in these other countries because they're so small. The problem, and this is my theory, is that it doesn't work in the United States because it's so big. And each state, it's a republic, right? And they have their own rules. They have their own...
governs themselves, state, yeah.
You know, they have their own system there of governance for each state. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult. And the demographic, I mean, look at the United States. You know, the map, California is bigger than a lot of these countries alone. Mm-hmm. So it's not as easy. And them trying to apply that same tactic in certain cities, you know, the big cities and stuff like that, it just doesn't work. Because, again, it kind of shows you that we're the majority. If they were the majority, this would have worked like this real quick. Mm-hmm. And they would have taken over a long time ago. But it just kind of shows you that they are the minority. We are the majority. And those same old tactics that work elsewhere don't work here in the United States. That's my theory.
Yeah.
As to why it doesn't work time and time and time again. And they try to build it up. That's why they have people coming in from it kind of proves the point is mm-hmm. that you're bringing people from outside in to build these protests bigger and bigger and bigger, making it seem like it's some grassroots movement, but it's really not. It's a tactic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, in my crazy mind, you know, that's kind of what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I think what you said, too, makes a lot of sense, too, about them losing the narrative. So that's why it's kind of like they have to kind of be on everything. It's weird because it's like, yeah, like they're like with the whole, because the next one is warfare, no? I think from the one you said, or.
Yeah, so there's, pandemic warfare. Yep. So
it's like, you know, what's going on today with you know, the Middle East and all that. It's crazy because
well,
it's
not, like, not just that, but look at Europe, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have that going on, then not only that, but then now China and Taiwan, North Korea is always in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So
but dude, the it's crazy because how we were talking about before, right? The playbook and how, you know, I think when we had first talked about it, we had said how North Korea pops up and then Iran pops up. You know what I mean? And it's like what's happening right now. It's like the same damn countries that pop up, you know, repeatedly are coming up right now. You know?
Yeah. So check this out, and just going into conspiracy theories, and, you know, everybody can use conspiracy theories to minimize what you're saying or what you're thinking or, you know, to make you seem like you're crazy.
Yeah.
But I've said it before is that it's funny how the conspiracy theories have turned into conspiracy facts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's insane because I read, you know, the five reasons or the five things that happen when an empire is going to collapse, right?
Yeah.
And it's almost like we're talking about a playbook. And look at it. All of this stuff is happening right now. And it, and what comes to mind is, it, how long has this playbook been used?
Mm-hmm.
You go back all these thousands of years, you know, back to the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. They were ruling BC, before Christ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like these same tactics and game plans have been, might have been implemented and used way back then,
mm-hmm.
you know, to current yeah. day.
Yeah.
So how do you like that for conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
It's like, it's the same old freaking things that they do over and over.
I was listening to something, and some guy was talking about, communism, right? And their playbook, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a book that was written in, I think he said in like 1930s, I forget the name of it, but it's like, if you read that book today, it's like everything that's going on today is exactly what's in that book. Like, take over entertainment, take over the schools, take over government. Like, everything that you see today is like, you know, climate, all that is in that book. And it's like from 1930 something. And it's like, shit.
Yeah.
It's working. Whatever's in that, you know, their playbook is, it's been in motion for a long time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like,
and then you can start seeing the patterns.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's why, hence Latino free minds. It's like, or, you know, just free minds, period.
Yeah.
It's like, don't pay attention. Don't send your kids off to, you know, get brainwashed. You know, if you must, if you have to, when they come back, deprogram them. You know? Yeah.
And what you said earlier, he said that pesky Second Amendment.
Damn,
that's
it.
That's the one thing, dude. That and our free speech.
I mean, what are they attacking right now?
Both of them. But it's like those two things is what keeps us, like,
that's from what sets us apart from the rest of the world,
dude. If we didn't have that, we'd be a communist country already. Like,
oh, yeah.
Think about it. Like, that's how important the Second Amendment is. It's like, shit, you try that here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did a lot of communist leaders, what do? They get rid of the people that, you know, didn't conform with what they wanted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those people didn't have the ability to defend themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone from the government was coming to take you out, if you didn't get in line, where you know, there was no way to defend yourself. They can't do that here because of that. And that's what keeps us, you know, where we are.
We talk of Peterson, mm-hmm. You know, in Canada, sending them to re-education camps. Like, they literally called it re-education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, If they had weapons, which they don't, you know, they're straight out calling for a weapons ban over there.
Yeah, I don't think they buy any new weapons at this point.
You know, that's what comes next, mm-hmm. is, you know, re-education. Is, if you don't, like you said, if you don't believe in what they're telling you, you're going to be set aside. You're going to go to a re-education camp or get rid of you, period. Imprison you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of the rights that, you know, that we have here in America because of that constitution is exactly to combat that, you know, for a speedy trial, you know,
mm-hmm.
that came about because what they would do in court systems, they would just throw you in jail and, you know, put out that court date way out there, and it would come up and then they push it out,
mm-hmm.
come up, push it out.
Mm-hmm.
Before you knew it, you were in prison 5 years, 10 years, and you're in there forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Or trial by jury. Because then they had exactly. one person just deciding, I don't like this guy. He's guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be judged by your peers.
You know, that piece of paper is there for a reason. And And it's working. Mm-hmm. It's working to this day. You know, some of these court cases that are happening around us that aren't being reported on, like, you know, the election, mm-hmm. You know, mandates, stuff like that. They're going up to the Supreme Court and they're being deemed unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. Boom, done. That's why, you know, we're not having mandates to this day right now, this second tour that they're trying to do COVID. Or if we didn't have that, we would be in lockdowns right now. We would have mandates, you know, to be wearing masks and shutting down businesses again. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the Constitution.
Yeah, yeah. No, for real. And I think too, you know, obviously like the, you know, the presidential election didn't go the way that we thought it was going to go, but there's reasons for that, right? But I think for the most part, a lot of stuff locally, a lot of people, you know, got put in place that got elected that weren't going to be about all this mandate stuff that they were going to fight back to keep open. So, you know, that's definitely, like we talked before, you know, positive change is like in a lot of places, good people got into those positions that we're going to fight for our freedoms. So,
yeah. And you know what? You just sparked something in me. I mean, it's not like a great big idea or anything like that, but you know, these candidates this time around, mm-hmm. like, you know, local elections and stuff like that, what they should do is really stand up and go, you know, we're opposed to, you know, the mandates and shutdowns and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And instead of just quietly saying it, you know, because they don't want to be canceled or anything like that, they should do something like Justin Aldean, where he's like, you ain't going to cancel me. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say this even louder.
Yeah.
I'm opposed to this. And if they do that, even here in California, I guarantee you that, you know, their support would just blow up.
Yeah.
And it, again, it would show that we're the majority, not the minority.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think that is like the smart play right now, is to let people know that you're not going to fly with that stuff. You're not going to put them through, you know, the lockdowns that, you know, as we said on the last episode, that's what hurt us more than the actual, you know, virus they were trying to protect us from.
Yeah. Right now is not the time to be lukewarm with that, mm-hmm. and kind of stay in limbo and avoid that subject. Stand up and shout it out. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Whatever messages, you know, that you're sending out there, let that be the biggest one, the loudest one. I mean, what do you have to lose?
Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing.
I mean,
if anything, you're nothing, right? You're advocating for people's freedom. So I don't know what could be more better than that.
Yeah. Just a thought, you know, go balls out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I said it before, man. It's like, dude, as long as, you know, the people that are getting elected are in there and are going to fight for our freedoms, you know what I mean? That's all that matters. Because, you know, if people get in and they're anti-Christian, anti-this, anti-that, or whatever I am, right? Anti-2A, anti, you know, they're pro-choice, whatever. It's like, if I just let them win, then it's like, I'm losing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm losing it.
Yeah.
So it's like, just fight for the, go advocate, vote for people that are at least going to allow you to be free, to be whatever you want to be, believe in what you want to believe and all that.
And not only that, be real. Like, I mean, if that's what you really believe in, just freaking say it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday. I was giving them a ride. I didn't even know them. And we started having a conversation and they're from the Bay Area. And you would have thought that they would have different opinions than me. Mm-hmm. Granted, I mean, not everything aligned 100%, but for the most part, we agreed.
Yeah.
On that type of stuff. You know, just on the conversation, we talked about culture today. We talked about young people today. We talked about politics today. and everything. It was like an hour, you know, trek, you know, that we were stuck together in the car.
Yeah.
So we had a lot to talk about, mm-hmm. yeah, about health, you know, about, you know, food today, you know, medical treatment today. Man, we lined up with so many things. And again, you would think, you know, persons from the Bay Area, you know, they're going to be, you know, leaning heavily to the left or whatever the case may be. And maybe they did. But in the conversation, we found out that we aligned with a lot more things than that we didn't align with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it doesn't happen. If we would have just sat there, you know, just driving, trying to avoid conversation and should I say this? Should I say that? Should I not say this? You know, we just had the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and if that's what you believe, that's what you just, you know, say it.
Yeah, no, that's true, man. Like, just, you know, it goes back to the, like, the being silent. It's like, damn, just, nah, like, say what you're going to say, you know, be adult, be respectful, get your point of view out, be able to also take a different point of view. Because you never know, right? I think Christine was kind of saying it in the last one. It's like, you know, maybe someone says something that makes you think that you weren't thinking about, mm-hmm. and you can't just automatically dismiss everybody because, well, you go, well, I'm a conservative, that's liberal, I'm not going to listen to anything they got to say. It's like, no, you still got to be an adult. You still got to be able to give and take as far as a conversation, right? And then at the end of the day, I mean, that's normal. You know what I mean? It's like having a conversation with someone. It's crazy how it's gotten to where it's like you said, right? People avoid it. They don't want to, you know, whether you're a liberal, you don't want to feel like, you know, you're you know, you're too much of that. If you're conservative, you don't want people to think you're too much of that either. So it's like, but it doesn't matter if you're able to have a proper conversation, respect each other, and that's it. Then, you know, that's all, like, a lot of people need to do is just have a conversation.
You know what it is? It's there's not team A and team B.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't have two choices. There are no choices.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what you believe and what the other person believes, and we have to be civil.
Yeah, exactly.
In society, in order for it to function, it has to be civil. Yeah. And reality, common sense, is that no two people are going to agree on everything 100%.
Right.
That's straight up common sense. If we just operate on that level,
you're a fucking moron.
We'll have a functioning civilization, man. A functioning empire that's not going to collapse.
But that's the thing, too. It's like a lot of people, they want that 100% agreeance, you know? And it's on both sides. And it's like, dude, you can't. Like you said, it's common sense. You're going to not, there's something you're not going to agree about. You just got to, you know, be able to get over that. And for the most part, kind of based on what you're saying, it's like, there's probably more we have in common than what we disagree with, right? Mm-hmm. But the whole, what you get in the media, what you get from politics, it's like, that's not reality. You know what I mean? It's that whole division thing. That's to keep us divided, right? To kind of manipulate our minds into thinking, well, no, like I was saying, I can't talk to that person because X, Y, Z, and this person ain't going to talk to me. It's like, that's all manipulative. So that we're not uniting, because what's the last thing a government like this would want is to have the people that outnumber them be united. So what do? They manipulate us for division. And it sucks because it's like a lot of the time, a lot of people have, you know, fall for it. You know, I've fallen for it myself, but it's like, that's why they don't want us united.
Well, perfect. Segue is Israel, Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Division.
Yeah.
Straight up. Straight up. So, you know, I did a little bit of research and stuff like that with that whole situation going on with Hamas. There's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know about Hamas,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But without getting too much in the weeds of that, you know, it, the end goal is that division that's happening mm-hmm. over there. And look, division is not just in that area.
It's over here.
Worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's worldwide. So they're getting exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole hospital story that everybody has been talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some people are doubling down on that story, tripling down on that story, even though it's, you know, been proven that it's not it, the original story that it came out is not the truth.
It was,
it's not
yeah.
fact. And they're doubling down, tripling down because they want to have that division, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we just go back to having peace, this is what I heard that was happening over there. There was actually talks about a peace deal happening over there with the Arab nations mm-hmm. that was happening over there. And all of a sudden, you know, this happened and, you know, the peace talks ended abruptly, yeah. obviously.
Yeah. And you start recording.
You know, mm-hmm. you know, right on cue, man. Mm-hmm. So we can't fall for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we say it all the time, is that something, some news drops, freaking wait
chill.
A second. Chill out. Let's hear what, let's give it some time. Time reveals the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get the facts and then go from there.
Yeah. Cause as we said before, man, it's, you know, everything that's gone down over there, it, you know, you hate to see it, right? Because it's a lot of innocent people that from both sides are dying. Right. You know, war.
And they're casualties. They're innocent. Yeah. You know, man.
Yeah, war is not something that's it's an ugly thing, right? You know, that's why we, you know, for the most part, countries should be doing their best to avoid that because yeah, it puts people at risk and you know,
innocent people,
innocent
bystanders,
and it's something that when especially nowadays with the technology, this is kind of like the negative of the technology that we have, right? The ability to get information so quick is people are now reacting to it even faster. So, you know what I mean? Like they don't take the time to be like, all right, hold on. Is this really what they're telling me? It is? You know what I mean? Like taking that step back and be like, is this 100% true or not? And it's things that like, you know, you see videos of people dying or getting killed or whatnot. And it could easily get people emotional, right? And feel a certain way. And what does that do? It just divides. And like we said before, it's like they got you emotional. They're going to control what you decide or where you're going to go. Because it's like, that's it. That's all it takes for people to, you know, they're going to end up on this side and that's it. Or they're going to end up on that side and that's it. And if you don't take that side, you're bad. If you don't take the other side, you're bad. So it's like, then boom, division.
Well, yeah. Which team are you on, A or B? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, look, there's. I don't want to be on either team. It's
the same play.
Yeah. I don't want to. I want to think freely
mm-hmm.
and look at, you know, everything holistically. I don't want to be strictly on team A. What? And team B, mm-hmm. I want to know what the real story, what's really happening, and make an educated decision based off of that, period.
Yeah.
But don't feed me a narrative so that I can go and say, okay, I'm taking these colors and I'm going to be on team A. No, I'm going to take the other colors and I'm going to be on team B.
Yeah.
Can't keep falling for the same traps.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, but it.
Hey, and it falls in line with the same, sign of warfare
mm-hmm.
out of the five
yeah.
before an empire falls.
Yeah.
And on this one, they're just not trying to take down one empire, the Western Empire. They're trying to take down multiple freaking empires. They're taking it like,
mm-hmm.
you know, back in the day, taking down one empire, that was like level one, you know? they're taking it to level 10 where they're trying to take out multiple empires
yeah.
and make it all one freaking world order, make it all one. I don't know. That's what it seems like anyways, but
yeah,
know, they're playing the 3D chess or 5D chess, whatever they call it.
Whatever they call it nowadays. Yeah, man. It yeah, you know, we got troops over there now or heading that way. So it's like, you know, it's the last thing this country needs right now is to be in a war. You know, again, that's going to affect people, innocent people are going to die. That includes our soldiers. You know what I mean? The young people that we have that, you know, are going to have to go over there and put their lives at risk for, you know, it sucks, man. It sucks. You know, like you said, it's like, you don't want to see innocent people getting killed or losing their life. But, you know, when we have war and when war is going on, it sucks, but that's like, damn, it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. And the part that really sucks is it's not because of our choice, you know, the civilians' choice, the people's choice. It's whose choice is this? You know, it's like, and it's a perfect segue for the other reason, the fifth reason, poor leadership.
And it's not just, it's all around, dude. It's not just Biden. It's all around. No,
that's what I'm saying is that
he's the main figure, but yeah.
Well, he's the main puppet.
Yeah.
He's the main puppet out there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, poor leadership, is the fifth. The fifth one on the list that causes empires to collapse. Mm. And, you know, to say that we have poor leadership right now is like an understatement. So,
well,
that needs to be switched around real quick, people.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, we'll see, because it's like I was saying, it's everywhere, right? It's Biden here, Newsom. You know what I mean? California, you know, the Speaker of the House, McCarthy, that fool was weak. You know, they replaced him. So we'll see how that plays out with the new guy. I think his name's, is it Mike Johnson or something like that? So
yeah,
we'll see how that plays out. Matt did a good video on Mike. So that was pretty cool.
I saw it. He's all the stuff that the left
hates
exactly. So I don't know, man.
That's... I was like, "Damn, dude, you made me like him."
Yeah, I had heard that before when they were voting him in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it happened real fast? But I heard a little snippet of, you know, the positive things, mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, yeah. Election fraud was a big one. So they call him an election denier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was a bit, he was big on that, you know, election reform, you know, just to, so that you don't hear election denier. He was for election reform, mm-hmm. You know, so that they're safe and secure.
Yeah.
So that's the proper introduction, you know, not election denier, but he was for election reform,
mm-hmm.
The vaccine, you know, he wasn't for the mandates and the lockdowns and stuff like that. So he was anti-lockdown, anti, you know, vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of other, you know, really good points, but, you know, those were the big ones, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think I had seen that because, you know, they want to give, you know, they want to give funding to Israel. I think it was like $14 billion. So mm-hmm. I think what it seems like what this new guy is trying to do is actually have single subject bills. So it seems like he's falling through on that. But what I did see that for the $14 billion that they're asking for Israel, he's also, so he's like, okay, you want that? We're gonna cut $14 billion from the IRS. So he's like
balancing it.
Yeah. So, you know, which is like, well, you know, see if they take it. But I think like that's way better than what McCarthy was doing so far. So, but we'll see. We'll see.
So what you're saying is that he has common sense.
It seems like it. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's a win. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, instead of adding $14 billion to what we already have in debt, just, you know, okay, we're going to shift it. You want $14 billion to go here? Fine. We don't need it over here. Cool. I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah. He's budgeting the budget.
Yeah. There you go.
doing his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So we're trying to fix that poor leadership a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. We got the election coming up. You know, we'll see how much fixing we do there. You would imagine we're going to do a lot of fixing. But, you know, but we do have these people that are, you know, probably got something up their sleeve and just got to be prepared for it. Got to be aware that they might try to pull something. I mean, they already are, but, you know, I'm sure they'll get desperate. They're going to get desperate.
Yeah, they're always trying to pull something. Mm-hmm. You know, this shooter from Maine.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. Authorities, FBI knew about him. You know, mental health issues, under mm-hmm. medication. Who knew? Who would have thunk that this guy was going to have all the same things that every other mass shooter has had?
Yeah. Yeah. And who do they blame? Or what do they blame?
The guns.
Mm-hmm.
That pesky Second Amendment, man. We got to go after it at any cost.
That was crazy because it's like, you know, obviously coincidence, but it's like we were talking about it with Peter and you were talking about, you know, kind of false flags and all that and the mass shootings. And yeah, I got that right when he was talking about it. I got the notice about that one. So it was like, wow. Well, so we'll see what happens. Right. Cause dude, it's they're going to try.
You know, we can look up and see how many mass shootings happened under Obama's presidency, both mm-hmm. terms. But he had an insane amount, and it didn't work. We are not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
We see what's happening. You know, one of the reasons, going back to the point that you made, why the media doesn't want to really tell us, you know, about these immigrants that came in through the southern border that may be violent or, you know, mm-hmm. be involved in violent protests, is because if they tell us that, then it's like, okay, we have to be armed. We have to protect ourselves.
Right, yeah.
So then they have, you know, then this happens with the main shooter and it's like, okay, we're going to take your guns away. And it's like, wait a minute, but you know, there's an alert for, you know,
suspected violence,
you know, you know, these immigrants that came up through the southern border that we need to protect ourselves from. But you want to take away our guns, you know, the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They lost control.
It
spun out of control, man.
It's crazy, too, because it's like that SB2 that Newsom signed, right? It's like if you put that situation in California, it's like with SB2, it's like you wouldn't, you know, legal, law-abiding citizens that have gone through a certain requirement of training, have gone through interviews with their either police department, sheriff department, whatever. So like they've gone through a process to show that they're not, you know, They're good citizens that are just out there to protect themselves and others, right? If when you have things like SB2 in place, it's like, well, okay, all the good guys that, you know, are law abiding and let's say they are going to follow the law, it's like, yeah, you can't carry in a bowling alley. you can't carry, you know, here, there. Like, there's so many places that got eliminated to where you can carry, so that it's like in the future, if something happens, it's like it makes a lot of areas in California easy targets now, because someone could just assume, all right, the law-abiding citizens are going to follow the law and they're not going to be carrying their guns here no more. So it just opens the opportunities for you know, those sort of things to happen kind of, you know, closer to home, if you will.
Well, yeah. I mean, what wasn't the shooting in a gun-free zone?
Yeah.
In Maine? Yeah. I think I heard something about that. It's a gun-free zone.
And Newsom just signed SB2, making practically anywhere you go a gun-free zone. But, you know, criminals don't follow the law. So I might become a criminal.
You a criminal? Everybody's a criminal.
I'm in America, damn it.
Yeah. That's repugnant to the Constitution. Therefore, it's null and void.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Supreme Court.
That's all I'm going to say when they're reading me my rights. Like, say the Second Amendment.
What does it say right here?
Read that right.
Yeah, and that's pretty interesting too, because it's like, okay, you know how in New Mexico with that whole deal that's going on?
Yeah.
Is that a lot of sheriffs, a lot of law enforcement said that they're not going to enforce, you know, whatever she's trying to implement out there. So it's kind of interesting to see, you know, what law enforcement would say about that here.
Yeah.
It's like, if it starts getting crazy, I bet you they're going to be on their speaker, mic, megaphones and stuff like that, and say, yeah, hey, protect yourselves, you know, arm yourselves, you know, do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. It's like, now, exactly what you said, right? It's like, wait, you want me to not carry, but you're telling me maybe some terrorists have come in? It's like, you, I don't know.
So if they paraglide and land on my roof, you know, I'm not gonna be able to defend myself. Hell no.
Shit.
Can you imagine? Can you envision that? Is that people are paragliding, right? Uh-huh. And we see them coming in. Those poor bastards, before they even get a chance to land, easy pickings, bro. Everybody's on their front lawn, just picking bam, bam, them off. Boom, bam, boom, boom.
Yeah. Picking them off and getting some new guns in the process.
Well, the same thing happened after this shooting that happens every single time. Mm-hmm. Is a mass shooting happens and everybody goes and buys guns, mm-hmm, buys ammo.
Yeah.
It goes to show you again that we're not falling for it.
Yeah.
That's why they have these politicians out there, these celebrities, you know, supporting them. And it's like, no, it's not going to work. Why don't you guys learn that we're just going to go out there and buy more firearms?
Especially when you see the kind of protests that they had in 2020. And again, like I said, next year, we'll see what happens. Some will pop off and, you know, might be seeing something similar, because again, they use the same playbook and it's going to make people just buy more guns because people are going to protect themselves. The things in place that are supposed to be quote unquote protecting you aren't. So, you know, you got to take it into your own hands and protect yourself, protect your family, protect others. No one else.
That's it.
No one, like they said before, I've heard this a lot recently. It's like, nobody's coming to save you. When it comes to that, you know, nobody's going to come to save you. You need to be prepared.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Let's just hope that we get new leadership here pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Say the five again before we end, just to kind of like recap it.
Okay, so five signs of a collapsing empire. Number one, major climate change. Number two, migration. Number three, pandemic. Number four, warfare. Number five, poor leadership.
Yeah, well.
And when that happens, writing disappears. But this is like in those times. Again, we're talking about technology back then, right? Mm-hmm. The writing disappears and communication stops. So look at, with that being said, look at what's happening right now. People are being censored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to stop communication. We have one narrative been given by politicians, mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
entertainment,
mm-hmm.
even athletes.
It's crazy.
It's all right there. It's happened before. The studies have been done already. History wow. is repeating itself. Is it by design or just it's happening naturally? I'll ask you that. Is it by design or is it just happening grassroots naturally?
Oh, it's design. You know what I mean? And that too. And it's like a lot of people don't really look into history. You know what I mean? Or they try to erase history and what happens? Just repeats itself. So, yeah. It's crazy when you first said that those five things, I was like, damn, like that's, you know, it's exactly
it hits what, you, right? It yeah. hits you right in the jaw.
Yeah. It's like, damn, that's what we're going through now, you know? So, you know, like you said, hopefully we get new better leadership. You know, hopefully we could be at peace again like we were a few years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that
you know, the only wars that were happening were on Twitter.
Twitter wars.
Hey,
that's another sign of a collapsing empire is Twitter wars.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, I think for the most part, I think a lot of people are kind of noticing the playbook little by little. So, you know, hopeful for the election next year and how it goes. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Or even then, man, look, one of the things that Jeff Cavins was saying and that anthropologist is Thomas Levy was saying is that even throughout all of that,
mm-hmm.
the winners were Christians. Because no matter what happened, their faith pulled them through those situations.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fall of all those politicians at that time and emperors and their reign, they collapsed. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
But Christians are still here, survived through all of that. The faith pulled them through all of that.
Yeah, that's powerful. Faith is powerful.
So, you know, we have to get to a point. I mean, yeah, all of this stuff is important and we want to be, you know, able to think freely, free minds, hence free minds. But at the end of the day is, you know, things are going to happen and whether we're here or not, you know, humanity is going to continue and faith, you have to have faith.
Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Faith. Yeah.
And if you don't, you know, you're an empty vessel walking around worried and trying to fill voids with different things and unhappy at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
So, So we got to keep the faith. Everything's going to be okay. Good always prevails. So, you know, let these people expose themselves. I said it before, is that let them stand up and, you know, say what they want to say, start, you know, movements that they want to start, or let them start their mandates, let them start whatever they want to start, you know, taking away guns, let them start.
Yeah.
You know, at least they're standing up and they're exposing themselves for all of us to see. I have faith in people that, you know, they're going to make the right choices and they're not going to allow certain things to happen. Mm-hmm. Let those bastards just stand up and say what they want to say and expose themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Gee, that was a good one. But yeah, man, keep the faith and yeah, that's all you need. That'll get you through a lot. So that's all I got. I'm gonna be like the people at Mass. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, everybody. We'll catch you on the next one.